Worldwide heat wave in the Northeast. People wearing shorts and very skimpy tops in New York City, Philadelphia, and pretty much up and down the coastline. If you're listening to me there in Connecticut, you know what I'm talking about. 90 degrees and higher. Wow. In New England, they had to issue fire warnings. We go from the floods, we go from the snow to the floods to the fire, just like that. Mother Nature, baby, as I say, she's always ready to rear her ugly head in lots of different directions. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, as we cruise coast to coast and all those parts in between. Glad that you found us on your dial. Stay locked and loaded for some interesting conversation, including, sadly, what's happening with these West Virginia miners. Right from the top, worth talking about this. We know it's that high level of poisonous gas. It makes it impossible to go back in, and that's part of the problem. There might be four guys that are surviving barely because they were able to get the oxygen in those chambers. They were able to pick them up, and still it's unknown. I mean, they might not have been able to do it, but they know the oxygen was taken from the chambers. This mine that has been cited for broken fresh, emergency fresh air and other things has, you know, claimed the lives of 25 people already, and it's not looking great for the last four. Should this mine be closed? It's got to be about safety. And the questions abound as to why certain things were happening at Massey Energy, that there were things that were known. You know, that's the deal. Freak accident, geez, we're taking all the precautions we could. We know it's a dangerous business, yada, yada. But it's not really looking that way. As everybody's trying to piece this together, the procedures at this upper Big Branch mine in heavy question. And at the heart of what's being discussed in coal country in West Virginia for the explosion and now in this change of shift, which is when it happened, as to what was going on. The mine's track record was pretty dicey the last couple of months. In fact, in January, they had two of their biggest fines ever in the history of that particular mine, and maybe something stronger should have happened as far as the mine operators and jumping on requirements and regulations, but they didn't do that. And this all stems from an inspection where flat out they found that dirty air was being directed into an escape way where the fresh air should have been. That's a big problem in a mine. You're trapped underground. You got to get that flow. And the flow was in the wrong direction. So they would choke. The workers would choke without the fresh air in the escape route. And look what happened now as a result of that. That one of the mine foremen has now spoken up and said he was aware of one of the problems and that it had been happening for more than weeks. And yet they didn't do that. And it was one citation after another. Inadequate maps of escape routes, improper splice of electrical cables on equipment, and, you know, the deadly things related to the air, the deadly things, a pattern of problems, violations. And this is the deal. If they see that, and they've seen this for 2.5 years, that could shut down the operations there. I would say there's a good chance. I mean, this red flag is very, very big that's flying overhead. Now, with these serious problems and all those citations, it could have warranted some kind of a criminal investigation. So, with that pattern, there is that chance they might shut it down. You have to wonder what the people in that town would think, and the other miners, because there were many miners that survived that, family members, and you have to wonder how they would feel about going back into Upper Big Branch. And I would think they would, once it's all cleared, they would want to go back. They would want to go back to their living because of the passion they have for mining. But there is a chance that this could be closed down. I mean, they are already last year, they had to shut down 29 times to correct problems. And every time a citation was issued, how long, it's 29 times, but how long were they forced to close every time? Because that can vary too. So lots of questions abound, and the key thing here is 25 men lost their lives, and four others are still missing, and it's not looking good in trying to find them because it's taken so long to shore up the safety of the mine with where the gases are concerned before you can even throw the rescuers into that situation. I mean, you know, for looking at it from somebody far away from this situation, I'd say close the mine down. I mean, if it's dangerous, I don't care if the miners are making $70,000, $100,000, if it's just flat out deadly, to go back in without massive safety fixtures in place, it's more than Russian roulette. And now you have family members that have lost fathers, sons, etc., and sons that lost fathers that would be going back into the mine. But it would be, it's too tender and raw now, but it would be, I think, interesting to see what the perspective would be in West Virginia. So the good news is that the gas levels have dropped, and you're going to have people crawling in to see if they can find them, but it just might be too late, I guess, is the main thing here. Sad, sad, sad to say. In the meantime, we have some other things going on that we're going to jump to. World News Wise, this is didn't get much play, but it caught my attention right away. And we're talking about an American and the Taliban. Did you hear the story about, here we go again, with the taping of an American? You hate seeing this. And you know flat out with this video, you've got somebody on tape who's talking about family and friends and all that sort of stuff. But is the guy alive? And we're talking about Bergdahl. We're talking about that private that has been gone since last June. And in this new video, you see him, and he says he wants to return to his family in Idaho and that the war in Afghanistan is not worth the number of lives that have been lost or wasted in prison. And it's the first video that's been released of him since they had one on Christmas Day. It's 7 minutes long. I've seen parts of it. It shows him with a beard and doing push-ups and to show he's physically okay. But how do you verify the footage, which is what the CIA would try to do? Was it taken, you know, is he still alive, or is it taken before? This is a very long time. You know, he's the only known American service guy in captivity. And he looked, the first time when a video was released, boy, he looked frightened, didn't he? I hope this guy is still alive, but finding him, you know, it's like a needle in the haystack, obviously, because this is a very long, long time. And I think it's all propaganda BS that they're making him read, where he's talking about it's not worth it for us to be in Afghanistan, but it has to be emotional for his family. I'd love to see them bring him home if he's still alive. 800-259-5791.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 7th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11:36:10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.66.98, $5.83.49 for a half ounce, and $2.91.75 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.66.98, $5.83.49, or $2.91.75.
We have always believed our country was about expanding opportunity for Americans. With the passage of the sweeping health care reform, working middle class Americans are getting the short end of the stick. The health care mandate will require almost every American to be insured or else pay a fine. This means less control over your finances. Take back control by trading in precious metals. Gold and silver have always been and continues to be the leading way to protect against our weakening markets. Call Midas Resources today for a free book, 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Understand the risks and benefits to own metals by calling 800-686-2237. Insure your financial future now. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237 or visit MidasResources.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops.
Coming up, we're going to head to the mailbag. Plus, let you hear what Sarah Palin had to say at a rally in Minnesota. Lots of people on hand for that one. You can chime in, throw in your two cents about the soldier, anything actually that we've talked about, or anything you want to bring up. It's all cool. 800-259-5791. I say it's all cool because it's all about the conversation. It's the heart of the conversation. Who better to go to on that note than Stu in Kentucky? Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kay. Hey, Les, just in case you might have misunderstood me, no amount of money makes up for safe.
Yeah.
The safety of that is, and I'm the first one to always say I hate trial attorneys, but, man, I'm telling you something. These families deserve everything that God knows he owns. I mean, it's just, it's a terrible thing, and no matter what, you never put somebody's life in danger. I mean, their job's dangerous enough. Don't make it any more dangerous.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's kind of the bad thing. I want to ask something. A buddy of mine called me earlier tonight and said that these governors of some of these states are overriding their attorney general by going ahead and saying, hey, look, we're not going to take this health care. Is it true?
They are saying that. Yes. But the problem is how much, you know, how far can it go? I think what they're trying to do is prove a point, and I'm glad they're doing that because there's finally some blowback on this, and, you know, there are other challenges that are out there. But now it's up to about, oh, I just got a text today on this. It's up to 18 states. It's up to 18 states as to, because this is the problem. There's massive confusion, as you and I know, Stu, over, okay, what does this mean for us? What does this mean about, you know, people are trying to understand what this new law means, what this reform means. So I talked to my doctor today and he said the phone lines are blowing up. Insurance, everybody has questions about what does this mean? And they can't answer all the questions fast enough then because they don't know. So yes, so now you have governors saying, forget about it. We're not just going to stand by. There's massive frustration out there.
I know it's really, really split the country all the way around.
Oh, absolutely.
It is. And I've said it before, you know, he said he's going to bring families closer together. I think how he's done that is he's tried breaking everybody where they get five or six families living under one house or under one roof. But It's really split. And I was talking to a lady earlier today, and Teresa's a great lady, and she said, well, she said, you know, we were really excited because we're really happy, one, because he's first black president. And I said, Teresa, crying out loud, they're already deeming him as bad as Jimmy Carter. He had finished his first 4 years, and people are saying he's as bad as Carter was.
Yeah, you're
probably
right.
Probably worse.
Yeah.
I said, so wouldn't you wanted the first black president to be successful at what he did instead of a failure?
Yeah.
You know, like I said before, I don't think Obama's a bad guy. I mean, I'd go have a beer with it, drink a few shots with it probably, but I think on a personal level, he's not a bad guy. I just think his politics are so far left, and he's convinced that I really believe he honestly believes that that's the best way to run a country. And it's hurting us bad, I believe. I mean,
you're absolutely right. It's ineffective. That's what it is. I agree with you. I think as far as what kind of a guy he would be, absolutely, probably to sit there and watch a ball game with, as he's a big sports nut. But he's shown to be an ineffective leader. I don't care what your politics are. And I've had a lot of friends that are Democrats that say the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. He's definitely not I don't think he's a strong leader at all.
Mm-mm.
And you know, but, you know, I am shocked at a lot of people that were diehard Obama that has changed their whole outlook and their whole attitude. And I think this year, this midterm election is going to really turn out and show a difference. And I'm convinced. Yeah, I seen Michelle Bachmann at Tim Pawlenty and Sarah Palin, Hannity, everybody up there in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So she's pretty gutsy, though. I like her. She don't keep her mouth shut. She voices her opinion, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I said this earlier. There's no question. She's polarizing, but that's good. If you're a politician, that's a good thing. You want people either to like you or hate you, but have an opinion, not to be somewhere in between. And she moves the needle. She does.
Well, let me tell you something. I've got a lot of people that know me, and a lot of them will tell you. Some will have some pretty bad things to say. It's the biggest jerk they ever met. And other people will say, well, but, you know, my son was up north, my sister, one day, and he seen a guy that I've known for years. And he said, you know, he said, some people don't like your old man, but I got to give him credit. He said, he says what's on his mind, and you always know where you stand. And then it's, you always know where you stand with me. If I don't like you, I have no problem telling you I don't like you. If I think you're an idiot, I'll say, you're an idiot. If I like you, or if I think you're smart, I'll say, well, you know, he knows what he's doing. I mean, I like the guy, but he knows what he's doing. And I feel politicians should be that way anyway. So I've never been out to win a popularity contest anyway. I speak what's on my mind. If you don't like it, I'm out of hell with you.
I like that. That's why we like that.
If you stand for something,
that's right.
If you don't stand for something, you stand for nothing at all. And my dad, you say that, man, I'd go to my grave with that thought. So.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a great thing to throw out there. It's true. My grandfather used to say that. Yeah, it's, you know, no wishy-washy at this dinner table. Get away from the table. Yeah.
The old man had some good ones, like an honest man's pillow is his peace of mind. And things like that make sense. So thanks, Kate. I appreciate it. But like I said, I won't throw that out there about the whole country's really split, man. It's scary. I don't think I've ever seen this country this split. You know, I mean, even through the whole Lewinsky scandal, you know, people had their opinions, but it was never this split. Even with Bush, I don't remember it being this split.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely, Stu.
Have a good night, honey.
You too. He's right. I mean, we talk about this. There's chasm right down the middle. You could just split the country in half, and no doubt. I mean, what he was talking about with the states, remember, we talked about this a while ago. This has been an ongoing thing since March, whatever, 20-something, and it's mostly Republicans that are involved in this, and it's up to 18 states, and Florida started it. They're challenging, their lawsuit challenges Obama's overhaul of the healthcare system. It could possibly, and I know I said this on the show, and it's hard to gauge, but it really could possibly get all the way up to the Supreme Court, and then it's all about the Constitution and which puts the powers of the government above those of the states, and would that trump the states' arguments, and, you know, where that could go. But It's all about the healthcare system, and there is massive, like I said, massive confusion. All you have to do is talk to anybody in the health industry, and they'll tell you that I said that about my personal doctor. And then somebody, I was at a dentist office too the other day, and somebody at the dentist office said, well, does this affect dental? Because, you know, if you don't have good dental hygiene, the American Heart Association is already tying that to oral hygiene, and what happens that there's a possibility, more of a possibility of a heart attack. Well, that's the big picture wise, that's not even mentioned in it, but the confusion is out there, and the questions are going to not only doctors' offices, but of course the insurance companies and the HR departments, and the companies are getting hammered about, well, what does this mean to my coverage, and does this change, and what happens here, and that's the thing. Nothing too specific was laid out, and the one thing we do know, I mean, safely, that ultimately, the things that we're talking about with the overhaul in the insurance, as far as the getting insurance, people getting insurance, not free, but, you know, pretty cheap, let's say, that's not happening until 2014. In fact, most of what is in this law won't kick in until 2014, except for pre-existing conditions with pre-existing conditions with kids. Right now, that would be in your favor if you were in the shopping for insurance deal. Now, there's another thing that's going to come up that's going to be big. Next month, the COBRA, what's going to happen to the federal COBRA subsidies for the laid-off workers, because that's going to dry up. And that is with all these people that are unemployed, and how many of them rely on COBRA? And, that's going to be a nightmare as to what are they going to do with COBRA. I mean, it is true. There's just too many bloody questions and no exact, succinct answers. And how does the healthcare, we've just hammered this point home over and over again, but how does the healthcare overhaul affect your options, you know? And hey, good luck when you're shopping around. All that time, all that energy you got to expend on this. Oh, it's crazy. It's a nightmare. Hang through. 1-800-259-5791. Stu Mentz and Sarah Palin in the big rally. We're going to let you hear what she had to say. Coming up next.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So then, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
You're listening to GCS. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Change is coming to medical care in the United States. The Getting Better Healthcare Show on WebTalkRadio.net helps you understand the current system, the people who work in it, and the changes that are coming. Learn how to navigate this system. Find out what makes doctors tick and how they make critical decisions. Discover what our healthcare system could be, should be, and might be. Listen to Getting Better Healthcare on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. Got too much to hide.
Michelle Bachman brought in the troops. Some real firepower with Sarah Palin coming in at a Minnesota rally. She's going for another term. So I'll tell you, the crowd went wild, and that's not necessarily a surprise. How many people were on hand? Well, they gave away so many tickets, like 10,000 tickets for this rally. And what happened is, you know, they talked about where the Republican Party was headed, and it's all about repeal. They said repeal a couple of times, and talking about what that meant and what she was going to work on, Bachman, if she's reelected. And Palin was singing her praises and also talking about where we go from here. So here's a little slice of Sarah Palin.
Back on the right track. It's not going to be easy. This is a challenge. We have so much work in front of us. The first task is to restore balance and common sense, and the first test will be at the ballot box in November.
I think I heard someone say repeal. It is God who gave us our rights, not government. And knowing that, government cannot take them away from us.
All right, so again, that was Palin out at the big rally, and it was the place to be, I guess, in Minnesota, certainly. And then afterwards, there was a dinner and a chance to get a $10,000 picture with both of those women. And really, that's just the whole deal of raising money for the Republican Party. And the Republican Party is, I think, wavering a little bit on some of the momentum that they could have in the upcoming elections, if they were if they're looking around the country at some of the dissatisfaction, even among independents and Democrats, I think they would work a little bit harder in getting some of those votes. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hey, Kate, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. You know my opinion on Palin.
I know.
I think she's a dingbat.
But here's the deal. You have an opinion on her, and that's what I said. There's no black and white with her. I mean, people either love her or hate her, and she moves the needle. So if you're in the Republican Party, you bet you put her out there.
Well, okay. Okay, so just give you a point, okay? She just sat there and said it's a God-given right to have rights.
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's for the people in China. They're God's children, too, over there, aren't they? They don't have any rights.
Yeah, but she's focusing on, now in this case, you got to give her a break. She's focusing on getting these people rallied up in here in the United States and, more importantly, in Minnesota. But, yeah, okay.
The Dave McCain picked her. He lost the election. I told you that when it happened.
Oh,
but
well,
anyway,
he was going to lose that election anyway. Are you kidding with the financial collapse? He knew that his fate was sealed. But I agree with you. I mean, I don't know. Do you think if he had had Lieberman, if he had had Mitt Romney, if he had had Tim Pawlenty, who was also at this rally, the politician that is popular among some Minnesotans and others not so much, the governor, what do you think?
No, I think you're right. I think they were, you know, it might have been closer, but they were going to, I mean, Americans vote their pocketbook, you know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why Obama's scratching right now to, you know, drill for more oil, to get more money, to get more tax money, and get the economy turned around. Cause he knows if it's not turned around in 2 years, he's gone. So, you know, if it is turned around, Americans are voting back in. That's simple.
Yep, you're right.
And then this thing about the health care, it's going to be a thing of the past. Although I like her, but your buddy Stu from Kentucky there, which, by the way, half their basketball team just declared for the NBA draft.
I know, five guys.
And I was laughing at that because they were the team that was pointed out by the Secretary of Education that less than 40% of the players from Kentucky will graduate. And I was just like, yeah, that's because all of them are off to the NBA, and most of them probably aren't going to succeed at the NBA level, but at least they'll get a few paychecks, right? So
exactly.
But anyway, though, you know, it was interesting. He made that comment that this country is divided. Any chance we have a civil war again?
Oh, let's hope not. Oh, please.
I'd just love to have one Republicans versus Democrats. I mean, they are communists. You've got to admit, they believe the government should run everything, you know. And my mommy told me to hate commies, you know.
How much is the government running now? With, look at the bailouts, AIG, GM, now the student loan takeover. I think the student loan takeover is not going to, it's going to be a nightmare.
Once they're in control of everything, bingo, you're right. You know, they want to silent talk radio. They want to take away your guns, you know. I mean, it would be amazing if 50 years from now I turned out to be right. And this is a communist state and people are looking back on, gee, how did this happen, you know. And we have no rights. The government's running it. There's no election. They just elect their own people now. You know, I don't know that it'll go that far. But anyway, though, hey, a couple things with sports going on. Tiger coming back today, of course, and this weird commercial with his dad in the background with Nike. And I'm thinking to myself, gee, wouldn't you think about your dad up in heaven when you're doing this thing with all the other girls, you know? So, but it's interesting because I do wonder about him, Kate, in the sense that, steroids, one of the negative sides to it is that it builds up testosterone levels extremely high. And, of course, one of the releases for that, and this is according to Jose Canseco, the biggest steroid junkie of all time, is sex. And so when he's sitting there saying he's a sex addict, you know, and he had to go. And the one thing that's bothered me about Tiger's comeback is none of it seems sincere. I mean, it's like this guy's reading stuff, and it's like he got it right off of a sex addiction manual or something like that. I mean, this is stuff. I had a friend that was a therapist, and he would tell me some things that him and his groups were talking about, and, you know, and that's what this sounds like. He's just reading the exact stuff he would have you know, read off of that. And does he really believe this stuff, or is he just saying it to make people think he's, oh, I'm okay now, and, you know, this isn't going to happen again?
Right.
How does his wife ever trust him when he's gone away now? I have no clue.
Well, that's what I say. How could she trust him at all? Are you kidding me? That's,
yeah.
Well, that marriage is being barely held together, I would think.
Hey, by the way, just so you know, speaking of Jose Canseco, my Athletics are officially in first place for at least one day out of the year.
So we have a lot of games left to be played.
Oh, I know. But by the way, Kate, I'll tell you quickly, I don't think I ever told you, you may have always wondered, I don't know if you did or didn't, but how in the world I ever became a fan of the Oakland A's. I mean, you could just about count the amount of our fans on hand, you know. I mean, it's, you know, we're about the smallest.
Yeah, how did you, didn't you live out there?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll try to do this quickly, I haven't got much time. Back in 1972, my dad was in Vietnam on his second tour. And my mother and I and my evil sister, yes, she was evil at 8 years old, we were living in Alameda, and I had three buddies. We all lived on the same street, and the three of us, plus me, the four of us, we would ride our bicycles over the high street bridge over to the Coliseum. It'd take us like 20, 25 minutes to get there, and this was, of course, after school was out during the summer, and you could let your kids ride their bikes 5 miles away back then, you know, nobody kidnapped you. And so they would let us in, the guards at the Coliseum, they would let us in the game in the seventh inning. And, of course, I was back with Reggie Jackson, you know, Campanaris, all those guys, Catfish Hunter. And they had a history of coming back in the last innings, winning a lot of games in the late innings. And so we'd show up just in time for all the action. Well, one night, one of the guards said, you know, the guy that was over the guard said, you know, they don't start winning until you guys get here. There's something going on with it. It's not right to all the other fans. They got to pay, and you guys don't. You guys got to earn your way. I said, well, what do you want us to do? He said, well, we want you to go. We talked to the cleanup crew. They want you to go around and run around the stands and pick up all the cups after the games. After the game, we're like, oh, okay, that's cool. So we'd run around and pick up the cups. Now, the reason he actually told us to do that is because we were looking for loose change, you know. And we'd find $2, $3, $4 every night. And one night, came on this $100 bill. And I grabbed it and, you know, could have kept it myself. And I thought, nah, somebody's going to come looking for this. So I go to the guard, and I showed it to him, and I said, somebody must have dropped this. They're probably going to come looking for it. And he's like, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to stick it in this pocket. And there they were playing the Rangers. And he said, after the next two games, he's going on the road, and if nobody's claimed it, you guys can have it. And sure enough, two games later, nobody claimed the money. So we got new bikes, and he told us he wouldn't give us the money unless we bought new bikes. Our bikes were in pretty bad shape.
Ooh.
And it was cool, you know, but I was honest, you know, and he was impressed by that. He was so impressed by it that when the playoffs rolled around and the A's got to the World Series that year and beat the Red Machine, they let us be honorary bat boys. So he told Charlie Finley, the owner of the A's, like, man, can you believe that? An 8-year-old, 9-year-old kid would be that honest. So I got a bat signed by the A's and the Reds and the little uniforms, and it was just the coolest
cool.
thing. So I guess someone, in some ways, I was brainwashed at the time, and I was there at the game in 1982, you know, because, of course, we moved away in the military and went to Japan, Alabama, of all places, but I've been back there and lived there off and on for a few times, and, you know, go back every once in a while to see a game, but yeah, it was, you know, I just ended up a fan. I was actually there for the game in 1982, where only, I think it was 1,261 people showed up. It was the lowest attending game of all time.
I remember that game. I remember that, so much conversation about that. Thanks, Don, for sharing. He was a bat boy in Oakland. Does anyone else have a story that can top that? Stay with us.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need
need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
On ATM with me, Kate Delaney, the GOP. I was talking about the big rally in Minnesota and now these midterm elections coming up, and independents and Democrats not happy either. So I think we're going to see a big flip on the Hill. I mean, maybe not on all seats and not across the board, but there's going to be a changing of the guard, no question about it. In fact, what's going to be interesting, will there be a change at the helm of the GOP with the national chairman, Michael Steele, getting attacked on all sides? Can he weather the storm? We're going to let you hear what Rudy Giuliani had to say on one of the shows and Governor Haley Barbour from Mississippi in just a second. But let's go to our pal Pete. It's always an honor when he calls this show from Michigan. Hey, Pete.
Good morning, Kate, and how are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
Well, you're going to have to get out the whip.
I'm going to get out the whip. Okay, what happened?
Well, I didn't appreciate what Don from Wyoming said about Sarah Palin. Now, she's not my favorite, but he called her a dingbat. Well, I think he's a ding, 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 bat caller. Your best caller is Mark from
New York City.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate Bachman over Sarah Palin, but that was uncalled for. Don, you're a dingbat. Thanks for taking my call, Kate, and have a good day.
Oh, Pete, thanks. We love the hard opinions. Pete, with a big smackdown on Don in Wyoming, says he was too rough on Sarah Palin. Do we have some booze? Is there some booze in the house over that? Yeah. She's not a dingbat in the sense that, listen, she's getting 15 minutes plus. She's not a dummy. She's not a dummy. In at all when it comes to that, and not when it comes to the positioning and the people around her. Remember, Greta Van Susteren's husband was actually helping her and what opportunities she should pursue and all that other sort of stuff. And like I said, I mean, it's very clear. You either like Sarah Palin or you don't like Sarah Palin. But when you're somewhere in the middle and you're wishy-washy, that's when it's dangerous. When people have no opinion, and especially when it comes to politics or speaking or whatever. And certainly she knows that. She was in television, and that's the deal. So she's definitely somebody the GOP is gonna lean on because she makes money for them and draws people out in certain areas. You know, like, who do the Democrats trot out? Bill Clinton. He's one of those guys forever. Always Bill Clinton. If it's the right place and the right time, it's Bill Clinton. Or there are some others, too, that would probably make the list. But he'd probably be the number one guy. And Sarah Palin, for the Republicans, she'd be the number one guy. And this next guy you're going to hear, Rudy Giuliani, kind of falls into that category with some. Depends on where you're talking about. But he's not shy about his opinions on the GOP and then all this hubbub over Michael Steele, as Michael Steele is trying to reassure Republicans after yet another blunder. I'll explain the blunder in a second, but here's what Giuliani said.
Seems to me he's got his eye off the ball. The ball is trying. I believe Michael should remain exactly where he is. You go through skirmishes like this in politics. Somebody made a very serious mistake, very embarrassing, terrible mistake. It's something Michael certainly didn't sanction, something Michael didn't want. It happens in every organization. Gosh, it happens in the White House, you know, every other day, both to this president, the president before, and the one before that. So I think Michael has us on a good track. We've won three major elections in a row. I participated in one way or another in all three of them, and I think Michael played a strong role in them. So I don't see why he should step down. I think he should apologize, as he's done, make sure this doesn't happen again, set up more accountability on all of these expenditures of money. You've got to continually work on that. You've got all these people working for you. You know, some of them are going to disappoint.
Okay, so here's what the deal is with Steele. Some people in the Republican Party think that he lacks leadership to oversee the organization. He's been slammed for using private jets and limos as we're heading toward these midterm elections with less dough than the Democrats. The Democrats have more money. So the House and Senate committee, you know, campaign committees rely on the National Party to help fund them in these midterm election years. They're looking for the handout from the party. Last week, Steele was completely annihilated, especially from social conservatives, because this report came out that the RNC had picked up a $2,000 tab at a bondage-themed West Hollywood nightclub for a group of young donors. And they didn't know. That's what the deal is. And they made them pay it back. A few days later, though, Democrats distributed an RNC fundraising solicitation that had misprinted numbers sending callers to a phone sex line. So that was bad. First you had the crazy thing with the bondage deal, and then you have the wrong phone numbers to the phone sex line. I think that was our blunder of the day last week, in fact. You can't have those kind of things happen. And there are some that want him to step away, and, you know, he's had this gig since 2009, or to hang on for dear life. So Steele emailed all 168 RNC members to tell them of a couple of things. One, of the resignation of Ken McKay, who was the chief of staff. And a lot of people think that that's a bad deal, too, because people like him. He has a lot of contacts, a lot of people that trust what he's doing. And now there's somebody else, Mike Leavitt, is replacing him as the deputy chief of staff. See, it's politics as usual. So here's what Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, here was his take on the GOP and if it's in trouble. And you're going to like him. You know, he's got a lot of that folksiness in him where he says, you know, that dog don't hunt and that kind of stuff. So check out what he said.
I mean, whether the chairman ought to stay or not, it's the chairman's decision. But does the party need a fresh start? No. Well, I've got sense enough that I don't try to rate people. I work with them, try to help them be successful. I'm trying to get them help us be successful. You know, John, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. Well, of course it's concerning, and one of the things it means, particularly for governor's races, is that governor's races have to be a little bit more self-sustaining.
Do you love that? I was born at night, but not last night. I think that's the best thing he said. And the reason why is because he was talking to John King on CNN, and John King asked him to rate Steele, you know, how we rate him, and that's when he made that, you know, that comment. So looking at the RNC and what a big job it is, and especially with the midterm elections on the line, I can't imagine that Steele is going to resign. And I can't imagine that deep down most of the power base of the GOP would want that to happen. There's been some crazy screw-ups, there's no doubt about that, and they have put a lid on that, but this wouldn't be the time to change horses, I don't think. Although it's a great way for the other side, for the Democrats, to exploit the Republicans. I mean, hey, it's all fair game. They give you the ammunition, well, put it in the gun and fire it, and that's exactly what they're doing. The sex line thing on top of the bondage thing was brutal. That didn't need to happen. But I think the rallying cry is just going to be all about health care and how we had no clue what's coming down the pike and what's going to happen with taxes and what's going to happen with the deficit and all that other, you know, sort of stuff. I think that's ultimately where it's going to be headed when it comes to the midterm elections. I mean, no question about it. Quick follow-up to something. I had a conversation today with somebody in California about this to make sure, and it is true, sad to say, but boy, they are just drowning all up and down that state. The mayor of L.A. is shutting down all city services except for public safety and anything that they're calling revenue-generating spots twice a week because they have no money. And what are they going to do? I mean, it's a massive budget crisis, and he's got to run the city. And L.A. is a pretty big, one of our biggest cities. So in anticipation of that, there's going to be some people who are going to have a couple of days off. Boy, that's got to hurt their pocketbooks, too. And to say nothing of San Francisco and up and down the rest of the coast and San Diego, my, oh, my. Despite everything that we've talked about on this show, I am fond of saying America is the greatest country on the face of the earth to live. I am proud to be an American. And as always, you can pull yourself up by those bootstraps, get on that horse, and lean over and grab the brass ring.
Something happens gradually over a long period of time. Often the change goes unnoticed. Something is changing incrementally, but they appear insignificant or even natural. And yet those changes all add up. Such is the case with big government.